Welcome to Series 1 in the Collected Lectures of Joseph Campbell. This talk, the first in Volume 1, Mythology and the Individual, is entitled The Celebration of Life. It was recorded at the Cooper Union in New York City on March 1, 1967. And now, Joseph Campbell.
Many of you, I'm sure, have heard the saying that mythology is other people's religions. Now I'm going to ask you in these talks to put yourself in other people's shoes and have a look at your own as mythology. Nietzsche has said, "This is the age of comparisons. It works on all levels." And in the realm of what I'm calling mythology, which many people call religions, there are cross influences operating today that would have been thought impossible 100 years ago. Furthermore, it's good to recall, to remember, that our cultures and our races, the Mongoloid, the Negroid, and the Caucasoid races are very, very late arrivals in the history of the human species. And we already have very interesting evidence of religious or mythological practices in races long antedating ours. For instance, in the High Alps, that were discovered in the 1920s, in very small caves, right on the level, right below the ice level of the glaciers, little shrines containing the skulls of cave bears. Now, during the course of the last glaciation, the Würm glacial period, those caves were covered with ice. No one could have gone there. And after the time of that glaciation, there were no cave bears in the world. So these little shrines with these cave bear skulls and little fires and little instruments of showing that there had been worship practiced there date from 200,000 years ago. What is this mystery that makes the human species bow before some sign of mystery? Each of us has been brought up in some tradition that has its imagery of that mystery. But the point I want to start out with is that in the human heart and in the human mind, no matter what the race, the culture, the language, the tradition, there is this sense, or at least the possibility of experiencing the sense of a mystery, and an awesome mystery, and a very terrifying mystery, inhabiting the whole universe, the very mystery of being itself. And here in these very early little signs, these very early shrines, we have the evidence of man 200,000 years ago bowing and asking for something and devoting themselves to something in this way of religion, which we continue to know in this aspect, that inflection, and that other throughout the world today.